MLB, NBA, NHL, NFL, Score Big has all the sports tickets you want at up to 60% off. It's easy to use. I've used it myself. All you got to do is log on to sportsgamblingpodcast.com and click the Score Big icon. Score Big, the lead pipe lock for great game tickets. Welcome, everyone, to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I am Sean, stacking the money green with my partner in picks, Ryan Real Money Kramer. Over under, Ryan, on how many win totals we correctly guess this year. 32 NFL teams. Set your own personal over under for correct win totals. We'll bring this back.
I feel like we just got to do like 17 and a half or whatever, 52.3% is the break even point. That should be the over under. Are we going to make money or not, right?
Yeah. I like the over. I'm going to say
you like the over on us.
I'd say I'm going to go overall, I'm going to go 22 and 10.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's a little high. Okay. I'll go I'm going to say I'm going to go 20 and 12. But I will have a higher percentage of hits on my best bets. Got a great feeling for this NFL season.
All right, so 17 is making money. We have to go 17 and 15 to make money.
Well, and we're going to do that. We're going to make money with these NFL over-under win totals. I don't have the you can go back to our recap of the 2012 NFL season, but I feel like I had a pretty good year picking totals.
You feel or you know?
I know. Do you remember our exact numbers by chance?
I don't. I'm pretty sure we.
I feel like I was probably. I remember thinking I was like 4-2 with the best bets. I know in my guy code.
I got it right in front of me, Sean.
Really?
Got the spreadsheet.
Wow. Look at that.
I don't have the results for the overall, but I can. I do have the highlighted best bets. We can at least go through those.
Sure.
So, going in, this is all listed by division.
Yes.
I had New England over as a best bet. That was a push. We both had Baltimore over as a best bet.
I think that might have been a push. Although, what was that line then?
10-10. Were they 10-6?
I think they might have been 10-6.
We both had Tennessee as a best bet. Under 7.
Ka-ching.
I had, this is an obvious lose. I had Denver under 8.5 as a best bet.
That was Peyton Manning's neck injury, Ryan. You were on the wrong side.
I had San Diego under best bet. So at this point, you are 1-0-1, and I had 5 to this point. I am 2-1-2. So both easily in the black at this point. You had Kansas City under 8. We both liked the under, but you had it as a best bet. So that makes you 2-0-1. We both had Dallas under best bet.
It was 8.5, right?
8.5.
3-0-1, baby.
We both had Chicago over as a best bet, which we lost.
Ooh.
They had 9 wins.
And what was it, 9.5?
Yep.
Okay. Even that, though, I feel... Now, maybe this is a bit of a cop-out, but also, if you get down to either a push or off by a half game, you will have a hedge opportunity there, probably.
You love those late-season hedges.
So, 3-1-1 I'm looking at for my
best bet. Carolina, we both had Carolina over as a best bet, 7.5. They just had they started playing well a little earlier in the season, and then I had
They had 7 wins, right?
And then I had San Francisco... over under 10 or under 10 is a best bet.
So I'm 3-2-1.
And I am 1-2-3. 1-2-3. Yes, yeah. 3-4-2. I did not do well in my best bets. which is annoying because I ended up taking another couple plays that did well. I just didn't declare them on the podcast. All right, Sean.
Okay.
Should we get serious?
I only had six?
Yep.
Okay. My guy code column I did, I think it was 2-0-1. I had Baltimore, Dallas, and Cardinals. Did I not throw out Cardinals as one of my best bets for the podcast? The Cardinals under. And they started out 4-0. I started sweating bullets.
Nope.
Well, Ryan, maybe that's where we should start 2013's NFL over-under pick.
What's that?
With the Arizona Cardinals.
All right. You want to start with the NFL? Well, I got a list of by – well, I thought we might do it the same way we did last
year.
Okay,
that's fine. Start it out by division.
We do a little by division. So, like we did last year, in no particular order, we can start with the New England Patriots, which a lot of we've talked about this a little bit on previous podcasts, I think. You think they're going to be in FU mode?
Yes.
You think the line, the line's only dropped, a half point? So yes. Let's talk about it. All right, so the line for New England is
11 wins, correct?
It is 11 wins.
See, now, what's the money look like here?
All right, so I have two sources. The offshore entity we may or may not use has the over at plus 135 and the under at minus 165.
Woohoo!
And
on 11. Wow.
And the same juice at sportsbook.com. Actually, okay. Slightly different. 130 and 160.
All right. Well,
let's talk about the Patriots here, Sean.
Sure.
Now, on first glance, it's like, man, they lost a lot, right?
Or did they?
But the argument then becomes, well, it's always been a plug and play offense.
Mm-hmm.
Before, they didn't have Hernandez and Gronkowski before they had Hernandez and Gronkowski, and they were just fine then.
Yes.
So, without doing, I actually didn't do too much research on the Patriots. I will say the football. I'll cite the Football Outsiders mean
those
wins.
Those nerds.
They have them projected at 10.6, which seems fair. And I don't know. What I did was I ran through their schedule.
Okay.
So when I don't have a good feeling one way or another, I want to look at the schedule and see, do they have – is this really a six-loss team? That's what it comes down. I'm kind of leaning towards the over. And so, can I find six losses?
Yes.
Here's their schedule. At Buffalo, New York, Tampa, at Atlanta, at Cincy, New Orleans, at Jets, Miami, Pittsburgh, bye. So the way I see that going to the bye week, I don't see them having more than two or three losses here. Tops. I'll say worst case, three losses. After the bye. Now, mind you, they get Pittsburgh at home. They get New Orleans at home.
What about Denver? I know they play Denver.
All right, after the bye, at Carolina, Denver at home, at Houston, Cleveland, at Miami, at Baltimore, Buffalo. I think worst case they lose two games there.
Here's the thing, Ryan. Now, when the line was set at 11.5 before all this Aaron Hernandez stuff went down, I was almost thinking I kind of like the under. But now that the line's dropped and the money's switched, so people are pounding the under. I really like fading the public here. I hate the Patriots with all my heart. I think Bill Belichick is a real just piece of utter human garbage. But he's a good football coach.
Yes.
I think the Patriots are going to win 12 games here. I think, honestly, though, it feels like the line is right here at 11 games.
Yes.
But if it comes down to a coin flip here, I'm going to lean to 12 and take that plus 135. Also, who are they playing those last couple weeks?
Cleveland, at Miami, at Baltimore, Buffalo.
Okay, so Buffalo, Baltimore. Well, first off, that Baltimore game and that Buffalo game, I still think, well, maybe not at Baltimore, but that Buffalo game, if you need it going the other way, you can definitely Bills money line going the other way against your hedge there. So, like, let's say they come in there with 10 wins. You can take the Bills money line, and you either push on your season total or you win that Bills money line bet. So, I think I like the fact that you're getting plus 135 on this Patriots team. Normally, I'm always down to take the under on the 11.5 over-under win totals just as a kind of overall trend, just because it's that hard to repeat. But I think the New England Patriots are regular season dominance, and they're just going to be in FU mode. So give me the over. But I'm not going to make this a best bet.
Sean, I also like the over. Probably won't make it a best bet. I might have to circle back if I don't have an adequate amount of best bets. But I like this. I where do they lose the six games? Like you said, it's probably right. It's probably a good line. They probably are an 11-5 team. I think the one sneaky thing that isn't really being talked about, I think their defense will be improved. They have a lot of young guys who are now in their second and third years. And, I don't know. I think I'm gonna make it an underplay, but undecided if I'm gonna an overplay.
Oh, okay.
And it's undecided if I'm gonna put real money on it. I think you have the same.
Yeah, no, it's not quite my best bet. Obviously, there's a little too many unknowns. But if you got to pull the trigger, I say over for sure.
Yeah, that one definitely. Yeah, it's definitely an overplay. All right, next up. The Sanchez. This is interesting, Sean. Over under for the Jets this year. Somehow, it's 6.5, which feels right. I thought it might be lower, to be honest with you. Here's the juice, just so you know. At the site that I'm just going to go, I'm going to use the site that we use for the most. They're pretty close to the consensus lines. It's 6.5, plus 145 on the over, minus 175 on the under.
Yeah, the Jets are a team, like, oh man, you love this idea of a contrarian pick, fading the public here, who is just loving the Jets under. Maybe they pull the trigger on Sanchez, get him out of there, maybe the Jets have a shot. You know, maybe Geno Smith comes there and scrapes together a couple wins for this Jets team.
He ain't. I don't think he's winning the job.
No. Well, I don't think it's pretty clear that Rex Ryan doesn't like Geno Smith. I mean, which sounds bizarre, but
the GM picked him, not Rex Ryan.
Well, yeah, in the same way that the GM took, or the owner took, Tebow last year. He went out of his way to, like, say what a brutal practice Geno Smith had. He wants Mark Sanchez. Listen, when you got a guy tattooed, of all the weird stories about Rex Ryan, the fact that he is Mark Sanchez tattooed on his body, very bizarre. Very odd relationship here.
Now, is that more bizarre than Sanchez's new headband with the handlebar mustache look?
Well, that's bad, but RG3 does that too. Have you seen that? That like thin, like plasticky thing to keep your hair back. It looks like something a girl would wear.
Looks fine. Looks a little bit better with a black dude than it does with a.
Well, because he's got the dreads. I admit it does look better, but yeah, not a good look. It looks like a chick. I don't get it. I have no faith in Mark Sanchez or this team. As much as I'd like to go contrarian and somehow get a formula here where the Jets are going to win 7 games, I just don't see it. I don't feel great laying all that juice for this under, but give me the under.
Yep. Not much else to say. I'm not going to play it with that juice. Because who knows? I don't know. It's one of those bets where it's just like, there's no way they're an 8-8 team. Right? Like, when they've been good, they've been dominant.
Wait, 6.5, right?
Sorry, 6. Yeah, they're not going to be. They're not going to be a 7-9 team.
7-9 feels
but
like a lot.
But I am going to lay off. I'm gonna lean towards the under, but that's not gonna be a best bet. I mean, that's too much juice. Minus 175. I mean, at other sites, it's even worse. Minus 185. So the under is being pounded here. All right, Sean, the Buffalo Bills. Your Buffalo Bills.
Yes, Buffalo. My AFC team.
Over under 6.5. The juice is plus 110 on the over and minus 140 on the under.
Well, here's the thing. In my mind, if you like the Jets under, I feel like you almost got to take the Bills over here. Or I guess depending on how high you feel on the Dolphins. There.
I don't think you have to do that, Sean.
Well, listen here, Ryan.
I don't disagree with you, but I don't think you have to take that. I guess my point, you don't have to take the over.
Well, so what, 6.5?
Now, I would slightly lean on the over. My concern is just, like we talked about previously, warm weather quarterback going to cold weather, new coach coming in, doesn't seem to be getting the press that Chip Kelly is, but he's coming from college. They should have a really good defense. I think that's the big key with Buffalo.
You got some great skill positions.
And you have Mario Williams. Burge just signed his franchise tender. They have some talent on defense. I think that's the reason why this could be a 7-win team, is they have talent on defense.
Yeah. Now that I think about it, I would be, if it came down to the Bills winning 5 games or 8 games, I'd be much more surprised if they only get 5 wins. I feel like the Bills just karmically are due. Give me the over at 6.5 here, Ryan.
Yeah, I'm with you. Not a best bet, but that's definitely the play. I think the play is the over. They just seem like they do have a hard schedule this year. That's according to the outsider, Football Outsiders. They have the 8th toughest schedule, projected strength of schedule. So, but I think that defensive talent will really.
And also, I feel like as a stat though, strength of schedule projected in the NFL, the way things are going.
Well,
it doesn't feel like it amounts much to me.
Okay. Sure.
You don't think you think strength?
I think traditional strength of schedule is horrible and horrible indicator.
So what's their strength of schedule?
This is based off of their projections for how teams are going to be. So it's not looking at last year's records or anything like that. It's projecting, you know, how many wins will they have this year? How good will they be? What's their DVOA? Then you project the strength of schedule off of that.
Yeah, I'm still not. It's too many variables.
Yeah, no, I understand. Math's hard. All right, next up, the Miami Dolphins.
That's all it is math. There's no good.
Yeah.
Miami Dolphins, what do we got here, Ryan? What are we looking at? Give me a total for Joe Philbin and Ryan Tannehill's Miami Dolphins.
So, Mike Wallace might not be good at football. Might just be that he can run straight lines. now they're trying to get Daniel Thomas the ball. The over-under is...
No Reggie Bush.
The over-under, this is a little crazy. I found this to be shocking.
Let me guess the over-under, because I haven't done a ton of research as far as the total here for the Dolphins. 8.5, I want to say, just based on your reaction.
It's 8.
8.
It's 7.5 in some places with skewed juice, but on our outlet, it is 8 with plus 105 on the over, minus 135 on the under.
Oh, wow.
Call me crazy, and we might have our first play that lock sound effect, Sean.
Ching.
This is going under, right? Like, I think we're getting a little too excited about
this.
They
lost their tight end.
They lost Reggie Bush. Like, we can't discount what...
They lost Reggie Bush. They lost their tight end. And
well, tight end, sure.
Keller, I thought, was a big part of the offense, and I don't know. I feel like a guy like Tannehill, second-year quarterback... You need a check down guy like Tannehill.
For Tannehill, you mean?
Yeah, for Tannehill. You need a guy like Keller. Yeah, I like the under here. Not crazy about laying all that juice.
135, that's within my acceptable range of juice that can be laid.
All right, I'm going to have to double back and maybe pick
all right.
the best bet.
Well, that's
I got to see what these adjusted
bets
are.
That is definitely a best bet for me.
I'm not as high fading the Dolphins, but the Dolphins definitely do seem to be that pick that, wow, look out for the Dolphins. They're going to change things around, and I don't know. I don't see the Dolphins taking the next step here. I don't.
Yeah, it's hard to believe that they can do what they – it seems like there's too many holes in the team.
Agreed.
And they're also there's a huge percentage of their salary cap is allocated to Mike Wallace, who, by all accounts, is not doing much in camp. He can't, like, it's, anyway.
How can you, it's so crazy.
All right, so should we discuss, should we quick take a glance at the AFC East props? Or do you want to just go straight over-unders?
Yeah, let's just go through straight over-unders.
We'll
come back if we need more props.
We like it. We can even break off a second prop podcast.
Maybe we'll do a prop...
Prop Spectacular.
Exactly.
Prop-tacular? All right, Sean. Moving to the AFC North. Super Bowl champs, Baltimore Ravens. Over-under is 8.5.
Wow. Play that lock sound, Ryan.
Yeah, I don't have the locks. You're the lock sound effect. Ching. There it is, yeah.
8.5. Give me the over all day, every day, twice on Sunday.
You don't even want to hear about the juice,
best
huh?
Bet. I mean, I'm taking it. What do you got? What are you giving me? What? Let me know.
-120. It's very affordable.
All right. I'm fine with that.
I also like the over. It does feel like... It's tough, though. I don't think it's a guarantee. I think they were a little... one of the other things I haven't mentioned it yet because it hasn't been relevant, but they've been a bit of they were slightly lucky last year, but within the acceptable range of I don't think they're going to regress because
yeah,
of it.
But it,
my only concern is the Super Bowl hangover thing. Like they had that long season. Joe Flacco got paid. They lost Kruger.
They did lose Ray Lewis and Ed Reed, but I still feel like they're going to be. All that being said, this still feels like a competitive team at 9-7.
Lost Bolden.
No, they did lose a lot of guys, but I still think they're going to go 9-7. And the same way I liked them last year, over 10 wins, I think they're definitely a 9-7 team, and I think Pittsburgh's going to take a big step back.
So I'm going to take an over here, slightly, and this is just a picket. I don't feel great. I don't feel as good as you. I think that there's some other teams in the division that could be up and comers. And I think our first difference of opinion will be on Pittsburgh. All right. Speaking of which, Pittsburgh over under 9.
Oh.
Seems about right.
I'm gonna say under.
Hi, I wanted to disagree with you, and I thought the line was different. I actually hadn't looked at this one too closely.
But I don't feel great about it, but they feel like an 8-8 team to me.
I'm going to talk myself into the over real quick,
okay.
And here's why.
Let's hear it.
They were 8-8 last year, correct?
Yeah.
Ben Roethlisberger missed 3 games, yes?
Yes. He hasn't played a complete season since they
True.
Won the Super Bowl. People always want to throw Vic under the bus.
Wow, all right. Not even talking about
under
the
injury bus.
Yeah, I don't. This is another one I don't feel great about.
I don't think their offensive line is the same. The defense, it just doesn't feel like that same Pittsburgh Steelers team. They have a lot of tradition.
No James Harrison.
No Harrison. You don't think Harrison's going to be looking forward to playing those Pittsburgh Steelers?
Yeah, you're right. I'm taking the under with you. I'm not. It's not a lock, but I'm gonna go with you. I wanted to try to talk myself into disagreeing with you. 6 picks in, Sean. We haven't disagreed yet.
It's a great sign, Ryan.
This is not good. This is not a good thing. But yeah, it does feel like Pittsburgh is like kind of on a downward trend. I think And Le'Veon Bell could be – they're saying it could be a
Liz Frank
injury.
Their offensive line was already struggling to protect Roethlisberger. I mean, granted, he holds on to the ball forever. But I just think the way Roethlisberger plays, I think his best years are behind him. I don't think we're going to see another Super Bowl season out of Ben Roethlisberger.
I agree with you this season for sure. Who knows?
Maybe down the line if they retool, but – I just don't see it.
All right, Sean.
Palomalu.
Have you watched Hard Knocks yet, Sean?
I really got to catch up.
Jesus Christ. Great season so far. The Rookie Show was on this past episode. Always great. Cincinnati, over under 8.5. I like the over here. The juice is -165 on the over. +135 on the under. I like the over. I'm not laying that juice.
I'll do a little wild card. I'll go under here.
That's because you. Maybe it's good that you haven't watched.
Maybe I'm
Hard
not
Knocks.
Swayed.
Because this team looks loaded, Sean. Like, they look like they could be an 11-win team.
Yeah, I mean, they seem like they have it all kind of going in the right direction. Obviously, A.J. Green's a beast. 9 wins, certainly.
They're like two deep at every position. They have Gresham and Eifert. They have...
I know the hype. This just feels like a classic overhyped team.
A reverse hype play?
Yes. In the same way that Miami, for me, is a reverse hype play. I'm going reverse hype here.
All right. So that brings us to the last team in the division.
Also getting a little hype. A little heat.
Are they? The Cleveland Browns. Over under 6. Over. -175.
Wow.
Whoa. We're definitely a little late on some of these lines, and some of the time I wish they would just adjust it and make it 6.5, you know, but they don't want to do that because they know people will pound the under.
Yes, well, give me the over here. I think I feel okay. Well, actually, you know what? What's the
in
under?
Brandon Whedon we trust?
Actually, what's
the I'm under? Taking the under here.
You know what? Now that I think about it, give me the under. Give me that nice juice. I'm gonna make.
I feel like this is 3 years in a row with Cleveland that we're like, oh.
Yeah, I mean, granted, they have Trent Richardson. They have a good offensive line. Show me a team, an NFL team who succeeded without a real quarterback, Ryan. The days of like a game managing type of, I don't know. I don't see it. Maybe in the NFC.
They did sign Kruger, but their first round pick Mingo might be out for. They don't know when he's coming back. Look. Would it surprise? I think this is one of those ones where I would be surprised if Cleveland was 7-9.
Yeah, 5-11 is way less surprising to me than 8-8. So give me the under.
Yeah, I agree. So that's it. Two divisions down, 8 picks in the book, and we only disagreed once, and I only on Cincinnati. This is either really good or really bad, Sean. All right, AFC South. My Houston Texans.
Is this the year?
I thought I was over it. Well, you know what? They're like a post hype team now. No one's talking about them.
Yeah.
And the line is 10.5.
Woo!
That seems like it's high.
Because it is. Give me the under.
Okay. So the juice is 125 on the over, minus 155 on the under. But, you know, upon further review...
Wait, it's minus 155 on the under?
Yeah. People are pounding the under. What changed about this team from last year? Not much.
Yeah.
J.J. Watt's going to be healthy. Wade Phillips is still there. Both coordinators are still there. And they're just a machine.
All right.
Hey, Sean, how many teams were in the top 6 in offense and total offense and total defense last year?
All right, give me the Texans over. I can never call this Texans team.
I'm even going against the Football Outsiders here, who they only project 9.3 wins.
Oh, you're heralded Football Outsiders.
Yeah.
I've never had a good read on this Houston Texans team, but you're right. They are loaded.
It just seems like what changed, and look at their division.
The Jags twice. Yeah,
give me the Titans twice, the Jags twice, and the Colts.
Yeah. Give me the over.
Worst case 4-2 right there. They do feel like I just don't see how they could be a 10 win team for sure. We could lose this by a half point, but I don't see them winning 9. I think their range is like 10-13.
Yeah, and they really kind of turned it off towards the end of the season there. So
well, that's the only concern is that they don't need it. But I'm gonna take the over, and I'm gonna. This doesn't make any sense, but I'm making it a best bet.
Whoa.
I just, what changed? They're the same team. I mean, really, what did they, and look at their, here, so I'm going to go, let's go through their schedule, Sean. At San Diego, Tennessee, at Baltimore, Seattle, at San Francisco, St. Louis, at KC. So yeah, tough 3-game stretch.
St. Louis came.
Probably going to be 4-3. Let's say they lose all 3 of those. That's 4-3. After the bye, Indy, at Arizona, Oakland, Jacksonville, New England at home, at Jacksonville, at Indy, Denver, at Tennessee. Do they lose 3 more games?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. With the way the money's skewed, yeah, take the over here. And you can always, you know, work around it.
This is probably going to be a best bet. I'll say for sure during the recap portion.
Okay.
But I don't know. Just like they were a machine last year. Anyway, Tennessee Titans. God, they picked up Sean Green, who's probably the worst running back in the NFL. Jake Locker is a bum. The over-under is 6.5. That's a good line. I want nothing to do with this line.
I'll take the under.
It's 6.5. The public agrees with me. It's -115 both ways. I guess just based on the fact that I got to take... I don't know.
I think they could win 3 games. I think they're going to be worse than Jacksonville this year, honestly.
You think they're going to be worse than Jacksonville?
That's my prediction.
Interesting. I don't really have a take on this. I would do a slight lean on the under, I guess. Barely. They were really lucky last year, and they won 6 wins. They had 6 wins.
Yeah, I mean, you remember that game they beat the Jets? That Thursday night game where, like, Sanchez... The Titans were essentially the Jets. They just weren't in the New York media market. They were an awful team.
So, their line was 7.5 last year, I think, which is crazy. They were lucky, and they still... they were lucky, and they still only won 6 games. So maybe the play is the under. Maybe
I'm
with you.
I'd like the under here. Yeah. Actually, Ryan... Ka-ching! Lock it up.
All right, Sean.
I feel like I was due for a lock.
All right, Jacksonville. Of course, they were unlucky last year, Sean. One of the more unlucky teams.
That's because they have Blaine Gabbert. Amazing how bad luck follows Blaine Gabbert.
They won 2 games. This year's over-under is 5.
Now, come on.
I'm taking the over. For no other reason other than that's low. Like we talked about, Tennessee... isn't that good. Indy should regress. Jacksonville's got to be able to get... Well, I'm not betting them real money on this.
I'm going to... Yeah, I like... When I don't know, on these high numbers and low numbers, they just kind of do the opposite. So give me the over.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. And I think historically, if you just bet the over on like the lowest 6 over-unders, they come in. So, I mean, the juice is 105 on the over... -135.
It's gonna resurrect the franchise.
-135 on the under. I'll do a slight lean on the over. Why not? All right. Last up, your Indianapolis Colts, Sean. How you feeling about the Colts this year? Over under 8.5. Seems fair. -115 both ways.
Ooh, I thought they were, everyone was saying, oh, they're going to regress.
They did win 11 games.
Yeah, that's what I
think. I mean, the 8.5 is pretty far off of 11. Yeah. But that being said, I still like the fade. I will continue to fade these teams that were... So, their Pythag for 2012, which is basically like how many games you should win, or you if you played out the season... perfectly, or according to the numbers, 7.2. They were incredibly lucky. Everything kind of went right.
Yeah, but that's also, I think that kind of is the makeup of this team. I think it's...
I will say their defense should be better, year two under Chuck Pagano, but they were horrible last year.
Andrew Luck's going to be better. Here's the thing. I think they're going to be a better team than they were last year, but I think they're going to win less games. I think they're going to win 9 games this year. But be a better team. I think they'll have a better chance of winning a playoff game this year, although I don't know if they're going to make it in at 9-7. But give me the over for the Indianapolis Colts.
Also, they lost Bruce Arians and they brought in a college coordinator.
You can't underestimate Andrew Luck is a winner. And this team is extremely lucky, but sometimes that just is the makeup of the team. Did you see that? When the Colts played the New York Giants in the preseason, did you see that play?
I did not.
Andrew Luck throws this horrible out route. I forget who was covering. Dives for the ball. Giants DB, dives to the ball, barely gets his fingers underneath the ball, pops up, goes 3 yards in the end zone right to the Colts guy.
So you're saying they're lucky?
I said, yeah.
You think it's they're
I think that's kind of
lucky by design.
In the same way that Eli Manning had a guy catch a fucking football on his helmet, and you know what I mean? Like, there are some teams that just get hot at the right time. He knows how to do the 2-minute drill, Ryan. And I think that's going to prove valuable. Listen, I'm not saying they're going to win the AFC championship. I'm saying they're going to go 9-7. So give me the over.
Like all of what I'm hearing, and I've now just decided to make that under a best bet.
Now maybe I'll just make the over a best bet.
Oh. Yeah.
I'm not going to pull the trigger on the over. I hear the regression talk, but I think they're going to, like I said, I think they're going to win less games but be a better team. Give me the Houston or the Indianapolis Colts at 9-7.
It would be the one argument. The concern I would have backing the over is the defense going to get better in year two of Chuck Pagano, and is their special teams not going to be awful?
Yeah, all right. Rarely are – I mean, you want to talk about regression or whatever. Teams who – awful special teams just don't happen back-to-back years.
Well, no. Special teams is relatively random. But bad defense, that's systemic. So, who knows? Chuck Pagano could be another coach in the long line of coaches who were defensive specialists but didn't have a good defense when they became a head coach. All right, Sean. AFC West.
Woo! Got a lot of thoughts on this division, Ryan.
Peyton Manning, Wes Welker, Monty Ball, Ronnie Ka-ching. Hillman.
Ka-ching.
Over, under.
Lock it up. Under.
11.5.
Under on your Denver Broncos. Actually, I like the Broncos as a team, but give me the under on the Denver Broncos. Tough schedule. I feel like a bit of a regression. They got front office rigmarole going on.
Oh, really? Going to bring in the DUIs?
Yeah, listen, okay? It might sound hypocritical, considering my driving record and certain allegations. But, Ryan, this team doesn't feel as focused to me. This Denver Broncos team doesn't feel as focused. I think they're going to take the playoffs for granted. I think they have a good chance of still winning the division, but this doesn't feel like a 12-win team to me. I think there's going to be a stint there where they don't put things together. And yeah, I think having Von Miller out for 6 games is going to hurt him.
Let's quick talk about that. 6-game suspension didn't stem from a positive drug test?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Oh, okay. Well, now I don't forget exactly where I heard this, but it sounds like he went in there with dirty pee and then tried to mess the test up. He was like spilled his urine all over the place, possibly a Wizinator involved. Then he basically tried to circumvent the test. So I think they got you for the 4 games for the test and then another 2 for trying to circumvent.
What do you mean the 4 games for the test? He didn't test positive.
Well, I think he, I don't know, maybe they, it's the same way with A-Rod. Like if there's enough, you know, I think they want, supposedly, it was originally 4, and then more information came out, and then it was going to be 8, and then it went down to 6.
Well, he settled.
Yeah. So, it sounded like it was ecstasy. I don't know where I'm getting that information, but
you got to take the under here. It would have been nicer to grab it when it was at 12, but Von Miller's a key piece of that defense. Can they get pressure on the quarterback without Von Miller or Doomerville?
Yeah, they lost their best guy because they're too drunk to operate a fax machine.
Can they? Will that then exploit their back end, not getting that pass rush?
You just can't get rid of 2 great players like that and not have it impact you.
I mean,
and they have a first place schedule. They're going to play some tough teams. They're going in New England.
They play the NFC East.
Play the NFC East. Always competitive. They travel well.
All right, Sean. San Diego Superchargers.
Woo!
Nerv Turner finally out of town.
Love the under here. I don't even know what the number is, but love the under. This offensive line is dog shit.
Yeah, I don't.
Complete dog shit. They're carting off their receivers left and right.
Yeah, they seem to be getting very unlucky with the injury bug early. The over-under is 7.5.
Oh, my God.
+115 on the
Lock
over.
Lock it up.
-145 on the under. Is that too much juice to pay?
What is it? 145?
Minus 145.
That's a lot, but I still feel...
That is right up... My limit is 140, 145.
Ryan, that's a lot, but that's... It's a small price to pay if you think of it as free money, which I believe this San Diego... Give me a lock on that one, Ryan. Lock that one up.
Really? A lock on San Diego?
Under, yeah.
So, just for as an exercise, because I also feel like this is a lock. How are they going to win eight games? So, whenever I feel like this, it's too easy. Gotta run.
Can't go 500 with a shitty offensive line.
Gotta run through the schedule. So what do? They start off against Houston, at Philly, at Tennessee, Dallas.
Two East Coast games back to back.
Dallas at Oakland, Indy at Jacksonville. Not the hardest first half. They can definitely get out of there 4-3.
Oh, I think they win two of those games.
I think they can win 4-3. Go 4-3. Then at Washington, Denver, at Miami, at Kansas City, Cincinnati, Giants, at Denver, Oakland, Kansas City. You're right. Wow. This is an under.
I think they win four games this year, the Chargers. I'm not kidding.
Now the question is well, that's the other thing about Denver. They lost their offensive coordinator. Mike McCoy went on to San Diego. Does he turn things around? Does he fix Phillip Rivers? Is Ryan Matthews back? Do they have a receiver that can catch balls? Do they have a defense?
It all comes down to the offensive line for me. You watch any of that preseason. I know it's preseason, but you cannot have your ass kicked at the line of scrimmage and expect to be 500. To me, it's easy. When you spot these teams with these garbage offensive line, they picked up King Dunlap. They were looking to have King Dunlap as a contributor on the offensive line.
That's bad news. Well, that's like Oakland. They lose their best tackle, speaking of AFC West. And now they're starting Alex Barron, who has sucked everywhere he's gone. Oakland's over-under is ripe at 5.5.
Ooh, okay, now I'm thinking.
Someone's got to win some games in this division.
Yeah, well, what's the Chiefs number at?
The Chiefs is getting inflated for me. It started out at like 6 or 6.5. It's all the way up to 7.5.
Yeah, everyone's doing the math of Andy Reid, Alex Smith, you know, all these other all-pro players they got on their squad.
Well, 5.5 is also one of the lowest over-unders.
Yeah, like I said, in the same way that when it's kind of a toss-up like this, I don't know.
Plus you get plus 140.
Yeah, I'll take a little risk here and get the Raiders over 5.5.
Now, will they be a 6-10 team?
Yeah, they feel like a 6-10 team.
Do they?
They'll win a couple random games at home.
All right, I'm gonna go through the schedule. I want you to tell me which games they win.
Okay.
I'm not arguing against you. I will probably play. Oh, Sean, technical difficulties. We might not have that schedule. Anyway, if it loads, I'll come back to it. But I feel like you got to go over.
Yeah.
Just because it's a low, it's a really low number. I mean, 5.5 is low. I honestly think they're going to start Terrell Pryor. Why not?
I would, but yeah, I like the give me the over at 5.5.
I will grab it too. I'll lean on the over. I don't feel great about it, but all right, Kansas City, Andy Reid. Over under 7. I love this when it was 6.5.
Yeah.
7.5. I can't go over.
I'm going to go over.
Are you?
I don't like it. Like you said, we were high on the Chiefs way early.
So. Over is minus 150.
I still like it. I mean, if we're, as far as like what we're talking about the plays, I definitely see some value. I think there are 7 wins and above. So there's a chance they go under, but I have a feeling probably going to go over.
These games, they're so tough. It's just like... I liked them at 6.5, and it's funny how I can like them at 6.5 and now hate them at 7.5. It's just when you're relying on a team to be 500, it's just tough. So coming back to Oakland real quick, their schedule is that they can win 6 games at Indy, Jacksonville at home, at Denver, Washington, San Diego at home, at Kansas City. They could split those games. They could even go 4-2.
Whoa. You only need them to win 6 rounds.
Then they got Pittsburgh and Philly at home, at Giants, at Houston, Tennessee at home, at Dallas, at Jets, Kansas City at home, at San Diego. I mean, they can win 6 games. I feel better about that. Now, Kansas City, on the other hand, I see your point, and because I had that same point of view, but
I just like it, Ryan, because you got Alex Smith. He had the highest rated quarterback, the highest QB rating before he got knocked out. You got Andy Reid. You got Jamal Charles. You got Dwayne Bowe. You got the number one pick.
Traded for AJ. They traded Baldwin for AJ Jenkins, so Avery is probably going to be their second receiver. My concern is Avery's game is going down the field.
Yeah.
Alex Smith don't throw it down the field. Jamal Charles is an absolute beast. Absolute beast. But
I don't know. You're probably right, but just because of the adjusted money, I'm saying over.
So you're playing the minus 150.
Oh, wait. Never mind. No.
Seems crazy that it's minus 150 on over 7.5. I got to take that under.
Yeah. You're probably right. I'm going to say over just because I think their win total is going to be 8. But for me, this is a stay away. This line's too fucked up. I don't feel like there's a lot of value in this line.
All right, anymore. Sean, NFC East time. New York Football Giants. The line's 9. Plus 110 on the over. Minus 140 on the under. This is probably a good line.
Wait, sorry. Who do we got?
Giants. What's over under 9, plus 110 on the over, minus 140 on the under. Now, being a Giants fan for many years, this is the people are talking about the Eagles. People are talking about the Cowboys. People are talking, not necessarily good or bad, but they're talking about them. And they're definitely talking about the Redskins. The Giants are getting less pressed than all the other teams in the division. They have the makings of what Eli Manning needs to be productive. They have a couple of running backs, a nice pass-catching tight end who can block, and they have 3 legitimate starting wide receivers. If the defense can improve, which they got back some pieces, even though I'm not a huge Aaron Ross fan, he's an upgrade over who they had before. They still have Amukamara and Webster. I don't think this is a game. You can't play the over here because they're probably going to be a 9-7 team, but I think they're more likely 10-6 than they are 8-8.
Yeah, I mean, here's my official pick will be the Giants under. Now
I'm going to say over, shockingly.
I say the Giants under.
Giants were unlucky last year too. So
well, I think Eli's going to throw some picks. I don't think they're going to get the same production out of their receiving core. I think they're going to miss.
Over under 4,000 yards for Eli.
Over, but what does that mean?
Over under.
Matt Stafford had almost 5,000 yards, and they won 4 games.
It's true.
Passing yards fucking don't mean shit in this league, Ryan. It's the same thing. If you're going to take an NFC East team to win over 9 games, I think there's way more value in betting them to win the division.
And like always, or I guess not like always, they 5 of their first 8 games are on the road. At Dallas, Denver at home, at Carolina, at Kansas City, Philly at home, at Chicago, Minnesota at home, at Philly. Tough. Now, this is the opposite of their normal schedule, right? Normally, they start out hot and kind of cool off down the stretch, but they then go Oakland, Green Bay, Dallas, at Washington, at San Diego, Seattle at home, which is huge, at Detroit, Washington. So
listen, I'm saying take the under.
That schedule, that's a tough schedule.
When they went 9-7 the past 2 years, one of the years they missed the playoffs, the other year they won the Super Bowl. I don't really see any seismic shift that's telling me they're not going to go 9-7, but I feel like there's way more value playing the under here. And like I said, if you like the over here, bet them to win the division. What are they to win the division? Plus 200?
No, they're up there with I believe Washington's actually favored.
Wow.
To win the division, but I can look it up as we're talking here about this next team. Philadelphia Eagles. Chip Kelly bringing in the fast-paced offense. Everyone's talking about how awesome it's going to be. It might work. They're going to be putting up – there's going to be fireworks. What no one seems to be talking about – over under 7.5, by the way. The juice is plus 120 on the over, minus 150 on the under. That's high. But what I'm taking the under for sure. Might be a best bet. I'll have to come back to it. Why are people not talking about what this offense will do to an NFL defense? Do you remember last year the Baltimore Ravens came out and Cam Cameron's going to run the hurry up, and that defense was gassing, giving up, kind of losing games at the end of the game? And then they stopped doing it. And what happened?
Yeah.
They went on a Super Bowl run.
Yeah. I mean, well, they also got rid of...
Chip Kelly's only gimmick is fast.
I mean,
They're moving to a 3-4.
No, I agree. Obviously, they have huge...
I just think everyone's talking about the offense when they really should be talking about the defense.
No, their defense is horrible. You know... I'm really concerned about their defensive backfield. I think they're going to be an exciting 7-9.
Sean, are they really only 1.5 wins different than the New York Giants?
What do you mean?
Do you think their line should only be 1.5 wins apart?
No. I mean, if you wanted even money, which that's, I don't know. I mean, that's why the under is minus 150, right?
Yeah, no, it just seems like, I guess it's, the more true line is probably 7 with even juice.
Yeah. So, I think they're a 7-win team. So, I don't think there's a lot of, give me the under, but I don't think there's a lot of value, obviously, in taking this Eagles team minus 150, 7.5 wins. To me, it feels like a stay away because there are so many variables. Vic could get hot. It could take, I could see them reeling off a few wins here and there where teams struggle to figure out the offense. And, yeah, they're.
I agree. If they click early, they can sneak in some wins.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's not unfeasible for this team to win 8 games. So, I don't know. If you're laying minus 150, to me, there's a lot more sure things on the board. But that being said, I think they're going to go 7-9. So, give me the under.
Yeah, it's just I just feel like people aren't talking about the defense enough. And
well, dude, defense isn't, you know, it's not.
Well, also, the Eagles were 4-12 last year.
Yeah.
How many points did they win those games by?
Not that many.
They had like 2 1-point wins, a 2-point win, and like a 3-point win, maybe.
Yeah. No,
they could have been.
They were a very bad.
They could have been 0-16.
They were a very bad team last year. So I think if Chip Kelly gets 7 wins out of this team, they pick up some defensive free agents, learn the system more on the defensive end. I think they'll be ready. I think they're like a year away from being a playoff team, honestly.
Yeah, no, that's great, but we're talking about this year.
Yeah, that's why I said give me 7-9, Ryan. You fucking heard me. Said they're going to be 7-9.
All right. So, officially, you're picking under on the Eagles.
Yes.
That's going to be an awkward
phone. Reverse jinx.
That's going to be an awkward conversation with your pops. Dallas. Oh, boy.
Here's another under I like.
They did it again, Sean.
They give us this 8.5 line.
Minus 120 on the under.
Now, I don't know. Obviously, I'm insanely biased, but to me, there feels way more value in taking the Cowboys under 8.5 at minus 120.
They were lucky last year winning 8 games. There's all sorts of shit swirling around. The only concern I have is Dez Bryant. Dez Bryant could have a monster year. Will that translate into 9 wins? Probably not. They're taking what has been a pretty solid defense year in and year out, right?
Yep.
Ran the 3-4. And for some unexplained reason, they're changing to a 4-3. Monty Kiffin's in town, who got fired by his son. They're running the cover 2, which Monty Kiffin hasn't coached a good cover 2 team in a long time.
Turned the ball over 6 times against the Cardinals.
And they're moving their best player from outside linebacker to defensive end. I don't see it. I don't get it. Sean Lee's good. DeMarcus Ware is good.
You took his play calling duties. Why not just take the guy's dick away and tell him he can't fuck his wife?
I think they did that before they took his play calling duties.
Yeah,
this is a best bet, Sean.
To me,
do we really need to talk about it?
Well, we do have to give our disclaimer, obviously, that we're an Eagles fan and a Giants fan, but been fading the Cowboys.
This has all the things that I look. So I like to look at. So to give, to take some people behind the scenes on what I do, I first like to lay out a number. I think, like a range. Like I feel like this is a team. This is a 5-11 to 7-9 win team. I like a range. Then I'll go and look. Let's see if I can highlight which teams were lucky, which teams were unlucky. Teams that were lucky, I'm going to tend to want to fade or go under. Teams that were unlucky, I'm going to tend to want to maybe play them up, bet the over. Then I take, and I between the Football Outsiders and some of the other stat nerds out there, I like to look at what they're projecting, reasons why. So I did this with Dallas. I thought Dallas was in the 6-8 win range this year. That seems fair. And then I looked at all the underlying numbers, and it all adds up. This is an underplay 100% of the time. I'm very thank God that there's so many retarded Cowboys fans out there that keep this line. This should be this really should be like a 8.5 plus 125 on the over, minus 150 on the under. It shouldn't be a minus. We shouldn't only have to pay 20 cents on the dollar for this. This is good. This is a good bet. We're going to win again like we always do with the Cowboys, Sean.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right, next up, Washington. I'm a little scared of this team this year, Sean. Their over-under is 8. Now, this is another crazy element. How is the Cowboys over-under higher than the Redskins? Is it just the, maybe RG3 doesn't have it? Maybe he's not a freak of nature? Maybe he's not going to Adrian. I mean, he's already come back from an ACL injury and won the Heisman Trophy. He clearly has it. Pierre Garçon is healthy, who was, if you remember early last season, he was absolutely unguardable. Alfred Morris looks good. Helu looks good. By all accounts, Arakpo has been having a great preseason.
Something's not right with this Redskins team. I can't put my finger.
They were unlucky last year.
I'm gonna take the over, but something isn't right. Something in my, I don't know, man.
I love the over. Here's the thing. I'm interested to see. Everyone's talking about how the his knee brace is gonna affect his throwing mechanics. He's not gonna run as much.
Jaws
this and
already
that.
Said his mechanics looked altered.
Yeah. So that all being said. RG3 had an interesting press conference where they were asking him, like, are you going to run more? Are you going to run less? And he said something very interesting. He said, look, it's not your guy's job to know the game plan. I had a meeting with Coach, and he explained to me what we're going to try to do this year. And that's all I need to hear from is him. You guys don't need to know what we're going to be doing. What that tells me, they're not going to limit him. He's still going to be the same explosive player. I think that I'm a Giants fan. I'm a Giants fan. I think Washington probably wins the division. I think Washington's the favorite, and yet their win total is the third highest.
You're right. Give me the over on Washington.
Yeah. This is one of those times where Vegas seems to have made a mistake.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to make Washington's over under 8, you got to make their divisional. Right, like
How are the Giants at 9, and then they're not the favorite to win the?
Well, let me find the.
Either way, you're right. I got to take the over on one of the NFC's teams.
Yeah, you
may
did
as well be the Redskins.
May as well. All right, so here are the lines. So I just gave you the numbers, right?
Yeah.
So you would think that the Giants would be favorite, then Dallas, then Washington, then Philly. All four teams separated only by a game and a half. Washington Redskins, plus 180. Cowboys and Giants, plus 250. Eagles, plus 500.
All right.
So, how is it that the Redskins are a favorite over the
That's crazy.
That just seems like one of those mistakes. I don't know. Anyway.
We got to figure out how there's some value there.
I mean, there is value. You take over on Washington. You don't touch the Giants line. You just take them to win the division. And then you pound the under on the Eagles and the Cowboys.
Yeah, well.
All right, let's move on, Sean. Green Bay.
All righty.
Green Bay. So Aaron Rodgers, do you think he's going to be able to play up to his potential after being let down by Ryan Braun and lied to?
Devastated. He is a sensitive guy. It does seem like he... I was talking to my buddy who is a Nate Craig comedian.
Oh, don't know him.
Doing a little name dropping. Well, he's going to be hitting you up for the pick'em, Ryan. So,
oh, interesting.
He's one of the guys in the March Madness. Here's the thing.
Speaking of pick'em, Sean.
Yes, Sports Gambling Podcast.
The Sports Gambling Podcast pick'em has been renewed. And actually, it didn't really need to be renewed. I don't know if you noticed, a couple guys had already signed up. Invites haven't even gone out yet. So that's going to be going up on Twitter and the website. Anyway, sorry. Nate Craig.
He was saying that Aaron Rodgers is sensitive and kind of does play favorites.
And he knows this how?
Just from following the team and by reading everything about the team.
Mm.
He was also very high on Eddie Lacy. So.
Well, he looks good.
He does look good.
He looks good. This line is 10.5. That's a good line. They got the division's up, and the division is. There's definitely a shift in power to the NFC lately. There are definitely more good teams in the NFC. This line is good. I'm not going to take the under. To me, better chance the Packers finish with 11, 12, or 13 wins than they do with 10, 9, or 8. I had Green Bay as a 10 to 13 win team. I'm not going to play it, but I'm taking the over.
Yeah.
It's still Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. I know he got hit a ton. I know they lost their left tackle.
I'm going to take the under.
All right. I'm not going to argue with you. I'm not going to.
It feels like a stay away, but I think they're going to.
Definitely a stay away. Definitely don't put real money on it. I mean, unless you really have a strong opinion. It just seems like, I mean, they won 11 last year with Aaron Rodgers getting sacked 50-some-odd times. I think they're just going to win. I mean, now they have a run. The scary thing is they could have a running game. Eddie Lacy is like a I don't know if you watched him at Alabama, the kid can run. And he's looked good in the pro. Have you watched the highlights of him yet in preseason? I mean, he's going to have some runs that remind you of Marshawn Lynch this year.
I'm always taking an under on a team who loses their starting left tackle.
Yeah.
I saw what a devastating offensive line.
Except for you, you took the over on Oakland, but.
Well, I guess within reason.
Yeah.
5.5.
All right. Next up, Bears. The Bears. 8.5. Over under. -160 on the over. +130 on the under. Sean, you know I like the Bears for some strange reason. I like getting behind them. I think it's because I really like Brandon Marshall.
I think it's
like
just
Matt Forte.
Likes Jay Cutler, and we like seeing him get excited.
He loves Jay Cutler. My concern is, I think we've kind of counted our eggs before they hatched with this CFL coach. We just think he's – I mean, there's a reason he was coaching the CFL, right, Sean?
Yeah, I think their offense is going to be better, but, I don't think Lovie Smith's defense is going to translate.
So, for me, the smart bet is to go under here.
It's 8.5, right?
Well, Lovie Smith's gone.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying, like, the Lovie Smith defense that he had created –
You think that's done with? They've either retired or they're old. And
I just don't think you can't keep a tenacious, aggressive defense like that. And Ryan, remember the Bears season last year? It was insane. We had guys who had no business winning fantasy football, cashing checks left and right because of why? The Bears defense scoring an insane amount of points.
I'll take I was cashing some chips thanks to.
But, I mean, you want to talk about stuff that's really luck that's not going to return? I don't think the Bears' scoring defense is going
to
return.
So you want to hear something crazy, Sean?
Yeah.
They were a 10-win team. According to the Pythag, of their season last year, they should have been an 11-win team. So they were even – with that ridiculous defensive scoring luck, they were still a little bit unlucky. Now, that being said, they've adjusted the line to 8.5. Like everything we talked about, their defense probably won't be as stout. But their offense might be better. They might be more of a high-scoring team.
Yeah.
Is that good or bad for them, seeing that two of the other three teams in their division are also high-scoring teams?
I think the division's going to be super competitive again this year, and I think Chicago's going to be on the opposite side of that. I think they're going to lose the turnover battle. I think Jay Cutler's going to continue to turn it over, but I don't think their defense is going to get the turnovers, and more importantly, the points off of turnovers directly. So that's why I like the under here for Chicago.
Yeah, the under is probably the smart play, but this is kind of like the Texans play. This is more of a – I just think something special is going to – I mean, I think Jeffrey's going to step up like we talked about. Forte could have a huge year with Tressman, the way he likes to
like
throw
their
to running backs.
As far as some of the fantasy guys. But
I just don't think their defense – under is probably the smart play, but I'm gonna say over. I'm not putting money on it. I would love to bet the over here, but it's first of all, I'm not gonna lay the 160. Second of all, the play is probably under. All right, Detroit, your Detroit Lions, with the newly acquired Reggie Bush, who averages 5 yards a carry on turf and 8 yards a catch. Much better turf player. They really needed a running game.
Yeah, well, we were talking about this on the fantasy podcast. They were 5-0 when they had Bell, and then after him, they were like 8-8.
No, Javon Best, who's a more comparable back. Detroit's over under is 8.
Oh my God!
It gets better, Sean.
That's way too high.
-140 on the over.
Wow. Okay, this changes everything. I mean, I thought Detroit's going to do better, but. Under 8, and I'm getting plus money for the Detroit Lions?
+110. Give it to me. I'm with you. This will be a...
Lock it up, Ryan.
I'm with you on that.
Lock it up.
This is going to be a best bet for both of us. I mean, they could easily be the worst team in the division again.
Yeah, I think they're going to be better, but I...
Look, they could surprise... I mean, I will be completely honest with you. They do have the pieces to a team that seems like they could be really good, like when they won 10 games. But I just don't. I think their coach has his head up his ass.
Yeah, and you got Sue.
Sue and Farrelly could be really good though, but
could be. But
you have
the same type of thing.
Calvin Johnson, Scheffler, Pettigrew, Broyles, Reggie Bush. I mean,
listen, they like you said.
No, I'm with you. Under it just doesn't seem they're not going to win 9 games.
Lock it up, Ryan. Give me a lock for that one. What am I at here? How many locks?
We'll recap at the end, Sean. Okay. I don't want to disturb the way of nature.
The sweet science.
All right, Minnesota. This is actually God. I don't want to have two best bets in the same. All right, Minnesota's over under 7.5. Now I'm gonna quote the Football Outsiders. Not directly because I don't remember it, but essentially, over under 7.5. If you're relying on your best player to have one of the greatest seasons in NFL history again, you're just smoking crack. I mean, I don't think he's going to come close to 2,000 yards. I think he's going to have a great year. But he put that team on his back. 7.5 wins is crazy. They were a lucky team last year.
I like the over.
Oh, my goodness.
I like the over.
You'll love the over because the juice is ridiculous. +160 on the over, -200 on the under. I'm not taking the under. Under is the play.
I like it. I like the over.
Yeah, you would like the over. You love chasing those lottery tickets.
I think they're an 8-win team.
Two words.
Adrian Peterson. You don't think they have?
I'll give you two more words. Two more words. Christian Ponder.
Joe Webb.
Joe Webb's not a quarterback anymore. They changed him to wide receiver.
Ah, fuck it.
They have who's the kid who backed up Houston all those years? Like did that spinning, like flying. You know what I'm talking? He's their backup now. Anyway, it's Matt Castle. They have Matt Castle.
I like Matt Castle.
Matt Castle and Sage Roosevelt are the same person.
Pretty much, right?
I mean, Matt Castle will end up starting games. You're going to bet over 7.5 on a Matt Castle run team?
They're really good at home. They're competitive at home. They're going to play the NFC North competitive.
Sean, I would love to bet you on this. I would love to. They have
Adrian Peterson's getting his blood spun somewhere.
You think he's getting a little...
Yeah, dude.
Well, I don't know, man.
Well, whatever. I mean, maybe it's not illegal, but he's definitely on something.
He's getting some blood. All right, I'm gonna read you their schedule. Ready?
Yep.
At Detroit. At Chicago.
Okay.
Cleveland.
Okay.
Pittsburgh.
Okay. 2-2.
Carolina.
At home?
At home.
Okay.
At Giants.
Okay.
Packers.
Okay.
At Dallas.
Okay.
Redskins.
Okay.
At Seattle. at Green Bay, Chicago at home, at Baltimore, Philly at home, at Cincy, Detroit at home. They're not winning eight of those games.
All right, but I still like the over. That was the schedule did throw me a little bit, but give me AP going 500.
All right, next up.
He's going to put his team on his back. He's going to have 1,700 yards, Ryan.
All right.
Call that a down year? You can shove that up Aaron Schott's butthole, all right? They're going to win eight games. I like the over.
All right. That's a little awkward. I haven't even met Aaron Schott. Schott.
Well, if you look at the DVOA rating, but calculate the...
We should be clear.
Body mass index of the velocity of the...
We should be clear that Aaron Schatz is not actually in studio with us right now. That was Sean doing an impression of Aaron Schatz.
I don't know. Got confused. It's gambling. Where's the gut instinct? I just don't. Hey, why don't we just get that? Hey, do you want to play chess, Ryan, or do you want to have the supercomputer just programmed to learn chess? Gambling is an art form.
I think you're making the analogy that I would prefer to have the supercomputer learn how to play chess versus play chess.
Yes.
I like to play chess. I don't get the analogy. All right. NFC South. Interesting team here. New Orleans Saints.
Ooh, very.
Who dat? Over under 9. -170 on the over. +140 on the under. They're back, right? Or did was last year what they are? This is a team I have no clue what they're going to do. They could win 7 games, they could win 14 games. I have no clue.
Yeah, they feel like a stay away from me. It's 9.
9.
I'm going to take the under.
Yeah, I'll lean the under too. I'm not betting. I just don't have a clue.
It's still going to be really tough. And if anything, Carolina is going to take a step forward in Tampa Bay. So I don't know what New Orleans is, besides getting their coach back, which I think could help. I mean, Drew Brees, what was his stats last year? How is Drew Brees going to get better?
I mean, he's not, but they're getting their coach back. And Jimmy Graham played hurt all last year.
Okay, but what is that? Yeah, because he's the guy who runs over the middle.
I'm more
hit.
Concerned about the defense.
Right.
We know what their offense is going to do. They're going to score points.
Show me how this team, what they do in the offseason that improved them 2 games. I don't know. I don't see it.
Yeah. I really, that's one that I'm going to take the under because, one, I'm not going to, I would never lay with -170. And two, I know it's Drew Brees, but.
They feel like an 8-win team.
Their division's gotten a lot better. And like you said, what did they do? All right. You're Atlanta Falcons. Very lucky team last year. Had the easiest schedule last year. One of the easiest schedules. Now projected to have the hardest schedule. Over under is 10. +135 on the over.
Ooh.
-175 on the under.
Ooh, I like the over here.
Yeah. You and a lot of people do.
Really?
Yeah. On the other hand...
You're like an 11-win or 12-win team still.
Well, I think... Because New Orleans will be slightly improved, and I'm kind of high on the other teams in the division to kind of take small steps forward. Plus, just the fact that they went from having a retardedly easy schedule and still getting a little bit lucky to having a much, much more difficult schedule. I mean, there's no question that – I'm going to read you through their schedule, Sean, because – now, granted, 10 does seem like an odd – I thought it would be a little higher. Here's who they got. At New Orleans, always tough. St. Louis, who's kind of, they're kind of, exactly.
I'm not
but
scared of St. Louis.
At Miami, and they have New England and the Jets.
Okay.
Tampa at Arizona, at Carolina, Seattle, at Tampa, New Orleans, at Buffalo in December, at Green Bay in December, Washington, at San Francisco, Carolina. I see 6 losses there.
Yeah, I think they're a 10-6 team leaning over. So that's why I'm going over.
All right, I'll take the under.
I think they win the division at 11-5.
Okay. Carolina. Over under 7. 7? Are you kidding? Cam Newton?
Give me the under.
7. All right, wait. You're waiting for the juice. Minus 200 on the over. Plus 160 on the under. God, I wish this is an over. I can't lay that juice, though.
Yeah. I mean, I figured it was going to be crazy, but...
This is a 9-win team.
I think they're 7-9.
All right.
I don't,
that's a push, though. Like, are they really a 6-10 team?
Yeah, listen, the line's jacked up.
I might lay the juice on my Carolina Panthers.
I don't know. When it's minus 200 one way, I don't know why you don't move that line.
Yeah, just make it 7.5.
Yeah, make it even 8. I don't know. All you're right. Probably right there, but I'm going to take officially under 7.
All right. Tampa Bay, over under 7.5, minus 150 in the over, plus 120 in the under. Basically getting their two best offensive linemen back. Josh Freeman has potential. They have receivers around him. The defense, Greg Schiano seems like he has the team playing hard, and they have Doug Martin. Now, is this a hype? Is this a hype train? See, I've already taken the under on New Orleans and Atlanta. So I feel like I got it. I'm not going to play it, but I'm going to, again, go with the juice. I'm going to take over 7.5. And Tampa might win the division. I'm going to throw that out there as maybe a long shot. We can talk about that in our props podcast.
Yeah, give me the over here for the Bucks.
I just feel like watching them play last year, they had a lot of things going right. Would you agree? They seem to be a young team headed in the right direction.
I don't know. I'm not totally sold on them, but they feel like they're 500.
All right, last up, NFC West.
Yes.
Your favorite, Sean. San Francisco, 49ers, over under 11.5.
Woo!
That's a hard division.
Woo! Lock it up.
Over under. Thank you. Unfortunately, the juice is such that it will make it very hard. Minus 185 on the under, plus 155 on the over.
I'm never taking an over that's 11.5. I'm sorry.
I also like the under. So much like the Carolina over, I might consider laying the juice. Because I think this line potentially is... I think San Francisco is a 9 or 10 win team.
Yeah, 12 sounds crazy to me. Especially with how good Seattle is. St. Louis plays them tough.
Arizona has a quarterback. Spicy. Speaking of Arizona.
Lead pipe lock.
Arizona Cardinals, 5.5.
Wow, that's jumping out at me.
Now, the juice has moved since we first talked about it. It's minus 160 on the over.
But I was giving that out years ago.
I like the over. Not sure I can make it a best bet because of the juice.
I'm still doing it.
Basically, they won 5 games last year. They now have would you argue that Carson Palmer is a average NFL quarterback?
Yeah.
I think he's a bit like we've said about Tavares Jackson in previous years. You got to be better than him if you want to make the playoffs, kind of thing.
Probably, yeah.
But he's not going to kill you. He might lose you a couple games. He might win you a game or two, but for the most part, yeah, and that's the other thing.
Just look at when he runs on the field, man.
I'm reading reports that he's the best player on the team already. Patrick Peterson on offense, Larry Fitzgerald. Line. I agree. Over looks good here.
New coach Bruce Arians.
Football Outsiders did a whole piece about how when you're old and you get your first head coaching job, it's not a good sign. Yeah. The teams have not been successful when coaches are 60 or older getting their first head coaching gig. Not that that probably has any relevance on anything. Thought it was interesting. All right, Sean, 2 teams left. Seattle, who I have a ripe ticket at Caesars Palace. 15-1 to win the Super Bowl, I believe it was. Interesting thing about – this is kind of more of a fantasy comment, but it kind of spills over onto the team themselves. What are they going to do? They lost Percy Harvin. They didn't have Percy Harvin last year.
Yeah.
What, I mean, so here's the deal. They didn't have Percy Harvin last year.
No.
But they basically have everyone else. Their team is very similar. They started running a little more of that spread option later in the season.
Russell Wilson is a winner. The defense, I don't know. I mean, they're serving some suspensions, but that home field is great.
Yeah, they have a great home field. You said that Andrew Luck's a winner. I would argue that Russell Wilson is a much bigger. The guy's just got.
He's got a competitive drive.
He's just a man. He really is a man.
I love watching him play. And you want to talk about fire? You want to talk about having a fire in your gut churning you ahead? Look no further than Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah, I'm going to take the over.
I mean, you want to know why the Buffalo Bills haven't seen the playoffs in a while?
They gave him away. One of the crazier NFL stories. The Bills were looking to get rid of Marshawn Lynch for nothing. And when they traded for a fourth-round pick, I believe.
Something like that.
The Packers had that was when the Packers were just unstopped. Packers had an opportunity to get him and decided they couldn't give up a fourth-round pick for Marshawn Lynch. Unbelievable.
Crazy.
These people should lose their jobs. Last up, St. Louis. This is what I would consider a super, super duper lock. All right, Sean. Over under 7.5. Whoa, right? Seems a little high.
Yeah, it does.
-150 on the over. What?
At 7.5?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they're still a little
lead pipe lock under. That's a lock, isn't it?
I think so. I'm not going to give it one of my locks. I'm all locked out, but
they're all another interesting piece to Football Outsiders. I highly recommend reading their Football Outsiders Almanac, at least about teams you care about. They have very interesting takes, and crap you don't think about. And they pointed out that when you lose your top receiver and your top running back, not good for your team the next year. Everyone's talking about the fact that Sam Bradford's going to have a offensive coordinator, be in the same system for the first time in 2 years in a row in his career, and that they're going to run the Oklahoma spread. Well, is Tavon Austin going to be legit right out of the box? Is Chris Givens the answer? Is Daryl Richardson, Isaiah Pete, and Zach Tracy really going to be the answer?
You didn't overthink it, but Sam Bradford doesn't have it. And he doesn't have it.
You're right. He doesn't. I think he will turn out to be a serviceable NFL. I think he's going to end up being – I think his – honestly, I think he would be lucky to have Carson Palmer's career without the good seasons.
Carson Palmer won playoff games.
Without the good seasons.
I don't know if...
I'm saying Carson Palmer after he blew out his knee. That's Sam Bradford.
I don't think Sam Bradford has it. Whatever it is, Sam Bradford doesn't have it.
Yeah, I'm... All right, Sean.
Let's do a little lead pipe lock.
Red pipe rock. All right. So going down the list, we both said we were going to circle back on New England. I think I'll be honest with you. I hate rooting for New England. But after going through this and thinking about their division and how I don't really believe in anyone in their division, again, I think I might put money on this. I'm not sure I'm ready to call it a best bet. I'll update on Twitter if I. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I'm. It's a stay away.
I think it's an over, but I don't know if I'm going to put money on it yet.
We haven't seen something like this before, but I still like the over, but I'm not giving it quite that lead pipe lock.
Yeah, so taking us through the AFC East, little recap, real quick. We both like the over on New England, the under on the Jets, the over on Buffalo, all as just picking. And then you like the under on Miami. I like the under as a best bet. That's the first best bet. Take Miami. Lock it up. Thank me later. All right. You had Baltimore as one of your best bets, Sean.
Yep. I'm going to keep riding them.
Over. I agreed with you on the over. I'm not sure I'm going to lay money on it. Like I said, I feel like we can release the official what we wager on in a couple days. But
sure.
I think right now I'm laying off that. Pittsburgh, I don't know. I had the under. I'm not sure what you had. I didn't write anything down.
I had the under.
You also had the under. We're both laying off that one. We both like, I like the over on Cincinnati, you like the under, laying it off, and then we both like the under on Cleveland. No best bets there. Houston Texans. I like the over, Sean, and I like it so much I made it a best bet. During the podcast, I actually, in unrelated news, I did not know this ahead of time, and you like the over also. Vegas Runner loves the Houston Texans.
Yeah, he likes
North. That makes me happy because I want to go listen to him talk about why he loves the Houston Texans now. All right, next up, Tennessee. I like the under. You like the under so much, you're calling it a best bet, Sean. Man, that might turn into something I wager on. All right, we both like the Jacksonville over. No best bets there. Indy, I mentioned it might be a best bet for me. And I just out of principle, I'm going to keep it a best bet because it's one of those classic regression ones that I seem to always lose. But I got to do it. I think you got to do it. I don't know. If I change my mind, I'll let you guys know. But I don't think I'm going to change my mind. Denver, we both like the under.
I made that a lock.
Did you?
Yeah.
All right. Let me mark that down. I did not get that, Sean. I apologize. San Diego, we both like that as a best bet under. Then moving forward real quick, Oakland, both like the over, no best bets. Kansas City, you like the over, not as a best bet. I like the under. That takes us through the AFC, Sean.
All right.
So recapping the AFC, I have under Miami, best bet. Over Houston, 10.5 best bet. Under 8.5 Indy best bet, and under San Diego 7.5 best bet. You have under on San Diego at 7.5, Denver at 11.5, Tennessee at 6.5, and the over on Baltimore at 8.5. We both have 4 best bets at this point. That's pretty balanced. I like that. Moving to the NFC, we have a slight discrepancy in what we think. You like the New York Giants under, I like the over. Neither of us makes it a best bet. We both like the under on Philly, but I'm going out there on the limb, and I'm saying best bet under on Philly. We both agree in a shocking fashion on the under Dallas best bet. And we both like Washington. That one might turn into a best bet. I don't want to pull the trigger on that yet because, like you said, something seems not right. It doesn't make sense why the win total is low, but they're predicted to win the division. I'm a little confused. I want to do a little bit more research on that. I don't know. Do you agree, Sean?
I agree.
It just seems like something's not right. Too good to be true. All right. That takes us to the NFC North. We disagree on Green Bay. No best bets. I like the over. You like the under. Chicago, I like the over. You like the under. Detroit, another dual threat under best bet. We like a lot of unders, Sean. This is scaring me. Moving on to Minnesota. I like the under. You like the over. No best bets. Same. We both like the under on New Orleans. No best bets. I like the under on Atlanta. You like the over. No best bets. Carolina, do you like the under on that?
Yeah.
I like the over. That might be a best bet, but minus 200 is tough juice to lay. Tampa Bay, we both like the over. No best bet there. Both like the under on San Francisco. No best bets. You like the over on Arizona as a best bet.
Best bet.
Even with the juice. Laying the minus 160. Like a boss. And then I agree with you, not making it a best bet. We both like Seattle over, no best bets. And then I like St. Louis under as a best bet. That just seems silly. So here's the recap from the NFC. We both like the Dallas under 8.5 best bet. I got Philly under 7.5 best bet. We both like Detroit under 8 as a best bet. You got Arizona over 5.5 as a best bet. I got St. Louis under 7.5 as a best bet. You have a total of 7. I have a total of 8.
All right. I think maybe I got one more in.
One more NFC maybe to balance it out, 4-4.
Okay, let's see here.
I mean, just based on the way you were talking, Sean.
Yeah.
It did seem like you wanted to get on some of that Philly under action best bet.
I can't do that. Karmically, I can't do that. Give me the over best bet for Seattle.
All right. I thought you were going to go Atlanta. You seemed pretty high on that.
Oh, actually, Atlanta's at 11?
It's 10. Plus 135.
Oh, yeah. No, sorry. Yeah. Oh, make that my best bet.
That's another good one. Let's call these my 99% sure bets.
Okay, right.
You can put a link to this on the website, maybe?
Sure.
Got this in spreadsheet form, and I will update it with any additional plays I make. But, yeah, I don't know. So what do you think?
Sounds good.
Prop podcast to come next week?
Yeah, we can do another prop podcast.
Yeah, we should discuss divisional odds, player props, conference. Well, there's lots to talk about, Sean.
Lots to talk about. Make sure you go join in on the discussion on Twitter, @GamblingPodcast. Make sure you hit up our website, sportsgamblingpodcast.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. You got the League Heads link there. Score Big, of course, for game tickets. Check us out. Hang out. And, of course, we'll have the links to our fantasy football. We'll be announcing the draft coming up shortly.
So, yeah, real quick, Sean, let me explain how this is going to work. Apparently at ESPN you have to have an email address to invite someone. So go ahead. If you're interested, email contest@sportsgamblingpodcast.com. I'll get you an invite. We'll get a draft date scheduled.
Or you can like us on Facebook, send a message through there, or hit us up on Twitter.
Exactly. And then look on Twitter for the link to join the Pick'em. Of course, top 10% will get T-shirts. And lastly, like Sean mentioned, League Heads, I'll be starting up a league shortly and sending out the invite information for that. Similar thing, we'll pay out maybe the top two with some T-shirts.
Exactly.
Fantasy gambling. Guys, check it out. It's fun stuff. Head-to-head fantasy gambling.
All right. Tons of stuff to check out. Thank you guys for listening to the podcast. We always have good time mixing up. Send us your picks. Send us your thoughts on Twitter @GamblingPodcast. For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I am Sean, stacking the money green, and he is Ryan.
Shameless plug. If you are in or thinking about going to Las Vegas opening weekend, I will be there. I'm staying at Caesars. Anyone who sees, I will be wearing a red Eli Manning jersey the whole time. Anyone who sees me, I will be loaded up with sports gambling podcast T-shirts. Hit me up. Come check it out. Also have some League Heads T-shirts. Got tons of swag and some, you know, some other things maybe. I'll buy you a shot, a little Red Bull vodka. So plan on coming out.
Kramer, let it ride.